在这里证道。
This Friday night, I'd like to continue to share with you the message about the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
今天晚上我要继续和大家分享的是圣灵的果子。
And today is the third hour. I'd like to share with you about the peace.
今天我们要分享的是第三点，就是平安。
Now, please turn to a book of Galatians chapter 5.
我们翻开加拉太书第五章。
Book of Galatians chapter, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23.
加拉太书第五章二十二节和二十三节。
Chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law.The Apostle Paul here mentioned the fruit of the Spirit.
这里保罗提到了圣灵所结的果子。
Each one is very precious. Love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
这里每一样提到的果子都是非常的可贵的。他们是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
It looks like this is the image of our Lord Jesus Christ.
好像这就是我们主耶稣基督的形象。
I think we're seeking for these precious fruit of the Spirit in our, so we can obtain this, so we can have a rejoice with our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们能够追求去结这些圣灵的果子，那么我们就可以在主耶稣基督里面喜乐。
Let's look at this whole world nowadays.
我们看现在整个世界。
Many people, many countries seeking for peace.
很多国家的人都在追求和平。
Yet, this peace it never come true to the world.
但是这个世界和平从来没有真正的实现。
Actually, the criminal rates are more and more people more hardened heart. People actually against each other.
越来越高的犯罪率，那人与人之间的相争越来越多。
When look at the movies coming out to the theater.
我们来看现在在电影院上映的电影。
Because there's a lot of fighting and killing each other and war in the movie, so people wants to see such kind of violence.
因为电影里面常常有很多很暴力的谋杀的情节，所以这些是很多人都喜欢看的电影。
And also the many famous computer games also killing and destroying.
还有很多的电脑游戏的设计就是在打打杀杀。
Any game come out for seeking for peace in the game, I think it's people don't buy it.
所以我想如果有电脑游戏设计是要来寻求和平的，我想没有人会喜欢玩。
So the people now, people's heart is more and more stimulated from the outside or in and out within our life.
因为我们现在的人心是越来越喜欢接受外在的刺激。
But yet people know importance of the peace.
但是人们却也知道。和平平安的重要。
Many people seeking for peace for the human's way.
很多人在追求平安和平是用人类的方法。
If we have a lot of money and we might have a secure with the money so we can have a peace within our heart.
如果我们能够拥有很多的钱，那我们也许就能够在内心有感到平安。
All different things that we're seeking for peace.
我们用各式各样的追求来寻找平安。
In Jewish people, when they greeting each other, say shalom.
当犹太人他们在跟对方打招呼的时候，他们说 shalom.
And shalom is a peace be with you.
这个意思就是愿你们平安。
And shalom is a very precious word.
那是一个非常珍贵的一个字眼。
Actually, shalom means a rest.
它还代表了。安息的意思。
And shalom means freedom.
Shalom 还代表了自由。
Shalom means security.
它代表了安全感。
We understand that Jewish people, they are always, their life is a struggle and strive against the enemies and in and out in the nations.
我们知道犹太人的历史，他们常常要与外族来征战。
So they understand the value of shalom.
所以他们真正明白 shalom 平安这个字的意义。
So we as a Christian, why we come to the Lord, we seeking God because we want to have this peace within our heart.
身为基督徒，我们来到神的面前，就是要去寻找这样的平安。
The peace is come from the true relationship.
平安是来自于真正的关系。
Anybody have a problem with their relationship, then this peace can be taken away.
如果我们人与人之间有不好的关系，那我们心里就不能够有平安。
So peace is come from the relation, true relationship with God and true relationship with our neighbors.
所以真正的平安是来自于和神友好的关系，以及与我们的周遭的人有良好的关系。
First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 says, "It's God of peace."
在哥林多前书十三章三十二节那边提到。神就是平安。
Paul explained the God as a peace.
保罗那边形容神就是平安。
We come to the Lord, we draw near to God, then we gain the peace from Him.
我们来到神面前，我们跟神亲近，那我们就能够得到从神来的
平安。Nowadays we can obtain this peace, come from the Holy Spirit.
那现在我们能够从圣灵那边来得到平安。
Let's turn to Book of John, chapter 14.
我们看约翰福音十四章。
Book of John, chapter 14, verse 26 and 27.
约翰福音十四章。
Book of John, chapter 14, verse 26 and 27.
二十六节，二十七节。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I say to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give it to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful.
约翰福音十四章第二十六节，但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你，并且要叫你想起我对你所说的一切话。二十七节，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
I think Christian life, what we seeking, peace is not come from this world, it come from God.
我们身为基督徒，我们所追求的和平安不是从这个世界上来，而是从神来的。
It's important because what's your main interest in your life.
所以我们在生命中所追求的，我们所关心的是很重要的。
Many times our emotions, our feeling is fluctuate based on what is our main interest.
很多时候我们的情绪，我们的反应都是来自于我们所喜欢的东西。
If you invest certain things and then you gain a lot of profit out of it this week.
如果你投资了一些事情，那你从当中得到了很多的利润。
And you might have a big smile on this weekend.
那你可能就这个礼拜就会很快乐。
But if you lose a lot, and then maybe you're coming this weekend with a full of dissatisfactions or discouraging.
但是如果你从中输掉了很多的话，那也许你这个周末来到教会，你心里却是有很多的不满意。
Many people in this world, they are the main interest in this world.
很多人在这个世界上，他们所重视的就是这个世界上的东西。
So they do not they deceive themselves. The peace is it seems like come from this world.
所以他们蒙骗自己，好像他们可以从这个世界上找到快乐。
But what we seeking that this peace is come from the Holy Spirit.
但是我们所追求的平安却是从圣灵而来的。
Jesus mentioned that my peace I give it to you, not as the world gives.
耶稣在这边提到说，我所赐给你的平安不是世人所赐的。
This peace is true relationship.
这样的平安是真正与神的关系。
When Jesus ascend to heaven and send the Holy Spirit to the people, those who pray in the upper room in the Jerusalem.
当耶稣他升天之后降下圣灵给这些在耶路撒冷祈祷的人。
Jesus proved that this is the way of they can secure.This way they can have an experience of true freedoms out of their life. So they can experience true peace out of there.
主耶稣证明给他们看，这是唯一能够让你在这个世界上得到真正平安的一个方法。
That's the experience of Garden of Eden at that time.
神在伊甸园的时候。
Have you noticed when the Spirit, Holy Spirit came down to the Jerusalem at that time, the first church was established.
当圣灵降下的时候，第一个教会就建立了。
All the people rejoice.
所有的人都很快乐。
And also they willing to share the true love of God with the neighbors.
他们愿意将神来与他们的邻舍分享。
The Spirit of God continued to progress the church.
所以神的灵就继续的使教会兴旺。
And people willing to share, just like Garden of Eden continue to grow.
就像神的园，它继续的兴旺。
This is what we're seeking for in our Christian life, true peace out of God.
这就是我们基督徒要在神里面追求真正的平安。
But we know that there is a great enemy to destroy this peace.
但是我们知道有一个很大的敌人要来毁灭这个平安。
We understand that Satan is the one of major force, to trying to destroy this peace out of our Christian life.
而我们知道撒旦他就是这一股最大的力量，要毁灭我们基督徒的平安。
Within Satan, there's no word of love.
在撒旦的言语当中，他们没有这个平安这个字。
Satan replaced with the jealous, the love with the jealousy. They replaced the word the love to jealous.
他们以
jealousy and which is hate others, love to hate.
他们以嫉妒愤怒来取代爱这个字。
Satan doesn't like to having the peaceful way to go, but so they give a disruption there. Destroy the peace.
撒旦他不希望看到这个世界上有平安，所以他用他的方法来毁灭这个世界。
There's no forgiveness.
在撒旦当中没有饶恕。
So there's no reconciliation.
没有和平。
So the Satan trying to destroy all this peace away from us. So he's trying to destroy the spiritual Garden of Eden from us.
撒旦他试着要用他的力量来将我们的和平、我们的喜乐带走。
Now we have to restore the Garden of Eden within our heart, within our church, within our family.
所以我们要将神的伊甸园重建在我们的教会、在我们的家庭当中。
It is wonderful when the Matthew chapter 3, when Jesus came out from the water, from the John the Baptist, he baptized.
我们看到当耶稣他从施洗约翰所洗的水当中走上来的时候，
They describe like the Holy Spirit coming down like a dove.
他圣经里面描述圣灵就好像鸽子从天上降下。
I don't know if it's a shaping or, but we can tell the content of the Holy Spirit is a true peace within there. We can see that.
我们没有办法知道那个真正的形象是什么，但是我们可以知道那个圣灵的一个本质就是平安。
I understand why Jesus was such a powerful. He has such a great authority within him.
我可以理解为什么耶稣他有在他里面有这么大的权柄跟能力。
Because he overcome the Satan's temptation.
因为他克服了撒旦的诱惑。
The Spirit of God truly motivated him.
神的灵真正的来激励他。
We understand the life of Jesus. There are a lot of difficulties and challenges on his ministry.
我们知道在耶稣的 在世的时候，他的传道过程当中有遇到了很多的困难。
But he can overcome all the difficulties, all the challenges.
但是他却可以克服这一切的困难和挑战。
Then ask ourselves why how he can overcome all this kind of challenges.
我们问我们自己，耶稣他为什么能够做到？为什么能够克服这些困难？
Because he has this true peace within his heart.
因为他在他的心里有这样真正的平安。
So God continues to supply the power and authority in his mouth, in his hands.
所以神能够持续的提供这样的权柄能力在他的手上。
I can see why all the apostles when they receive the Holy Spirit, they go out to preach the gospel.
我们看到当使徒他们得到圣灵之后，他们向外去宣道。
The where such kind of power came from?
他们的能力从哪里而来？
They are not rich.
他们不富有。
They do not have money.
他们没有钱。
But they have a peace within their heart.
但是在他们心中有真正的平安。
God, the Spirit of God is within their heart.
神的灵在他们的心里。
It's not the emotion that fluctuates by the outside of the world.
并不是受外在影响的。
They can capture this peace they receive from God. With this peace, they can boldly preach the gospel.
而借由神的灵，他们能够很大胆的去宣讲神的道理。
I can see when David came into the battle zone at that time, when he's a young age, about 17, 18 years old.
David.
啊，
当大卫他在一个征战的时候。
At that time, the king Saul and his army, they're all scared by the Goliath.
那时候，所罗门王他的军队都被哥利亚所惧怕。
I'm sure because many of the soldiers or those generals, they have a lot of experience of the battle before.
我相信当时他们所有的军队长官，他们都很有。作战的经验。
But when they come up to the battle, they can find out that such a huge giant man like a Goliath, the warriors, they do not have enough strength or they're brave enough to come up to fight against him.
但是当他们来到战场上看见巨人哥利亚的时候，他们就没有了信心，不敢去向这个巨人宣战。
Actually, the fear controlled their heart.
那时候他们的心就被
So all the soldiers, they scatter around, they're hiding behind the rocks.
他们的恐惧他们的心被恐惧所占领，所以所有的士兵都躲到石头后面去。
King Saul also cannot do anything. He also fear on the he being also controlled by the fear.
扫罗他也没有办法做什么，因为他也被惧怕所占据。
But that time, a little young man like David came into there.
但是那时候，这个十七岁的少年人大卫，他来到。
He heard that the big giant warrior, he despised the name of God.
那他听到了这个巨人，他藐视神的名。
He has the God's anger came out of him.
所以他有了从神来的一个愤怒。
This is just come from the true.Brave heart.
这是他发出来真正的勇气。
At that time, his old brother even rebuked him.
那时候当他的年长的哥哥甚至斥责他。
But he knows that this anger it came from God.
但是他知道他现在的愤怒是从神来的。
He never afraid of this giant man.
他从来就不惧怕这个巨人。
He never have experienced the battle and like fighting against this kind of general or the warriors before.
尽管他没有像这些其他有经验的士兵一样曾经打过仗。
Why, how is it possible this young man can come out, end up he fight against Goliath?
为什么这个大卫他能够有能力走出来，然后向这个巨人宣战？
Because he has a peace within his heart.
因为在他的心里有平安。
Why God is with him?
因为神与他同在。
Such things in the outside of the physical things is not makes him to scare or to bring him to fear within his heart.
所以这些外在的一切都不能够将他将恐惧带到他的心上。
We sometimes the same situation we are situated.
很多时候我们也是
outside there's a lot of force that which is push us to let us lose our peace within our heart.
我们也会面对同样的情况，就是我们周遭有很多的力量，让我们失去心里的平安。
It's our choice that we can hide behind a rock or we can trust in God.
但是我们有权利能够选择，我们要躲到石头后面，或是有神的力量在我们的心里。
We know that Satan trying to always looking for hole to coming in to destroy our peace.
我们知道撒旦他时常在寻找我们心里的洞，然后从那个洞来到我们。
Do not let us trust in God, but trust ourselves, so we can find our own way to hide ourselves.
撒旦想要进入我们里面，让我们不去信靠神，然后他就用这个方法来打击我们。
We have to understand once we receive the Holy Spirit that we trust in God.Then Spirit of God give us a peace within our heart, secure ourselves.
所以我们要让神的灵、圣灵来住在我们的心里，来让我们心里有安全感。
I wish that all the brothers and sisters and I myself we truly trust in God, so we can get rid of all the fear out of us.
所以我希望各位弟兄姐妹都能够让神进入到我们心里，所以我们能够有真正从神来的平安。
We live in this world with a full of uncertainty.
我们现在所居住的世界是一个充满不定的世界。
But we know that God is with us.
但是我们知道神与我们同在。
It's very simple, but yet it's very hard to holding 100% in our hands.
看起来很容易，但是要能够百分之百的来抓住，却不是很容易。
And also, once our life we get into the draw near to the sin, sinful world, and in this world, then naturally that this peace eventually step out of our heart. Then,
另外就是当如果我们跟罪扯上关系的话，那我们就更没有办法能够抓住神的平安。
Well, at the beginning of Garden of Eden, God secured this Adam and Eve their life. Full of everything to enjoy in his garden.
在神创造伊甸园的时候，在伊甸园里面，亚当和夏娃是过着非常平安和平的生活。
But when they commit sin,
但是当他们犯了罪
，sin pulling them out of the peace in their heart.
罪就在将他们心中的平安给拉走了。
Before there was no problem themselves to face with God.
刚开始的时候，他们没有问题能够和神面对面。
But this time was different.
但是这一次不同。
Once they commit sin,
一旦他们犯了罪
，their eyes open to the sin.
他们的眼睛就像罪张开了。
They understand that they understood they cannot control themselves. They can see that the power of sin is such strongly.Holding and chasing in their heart.
他们知道他们没有办法能够掌握自己，他们知道罪的力量是那么的大。
So when God came to the Garden of Eden.
所以当神来到伊甸园。
They're afraid, so they hide themselves.
他们害怕，所以他们躲起来。
Because of peace is taken out by their sin.
因为他们的平安已经被罪给带走了。
So we have to ask ourselves.
所以我们必须问自己。
And do I have a true peace within our heart?
我们内心真正有平安吗？
If we do not have a true peace within our heart,
如果我们内心没有真正的平安，
then maybe sin still within us.
也许是因为罪还在我们内心。
So once we find out the sin, we have to remove out of us.
所以当我们知道我们有罪，我们就必须要将罪给除去。
So that we can restore this true peaceful heart from ourselves, so that we can come to the Lord.
所以我们能够再重新寻回到平安，来到神的面前。
We know Jesus came to this world to restore ourselves, our life, to make a peace with God.
我们知道耶稣来这个世界上就是要让我们与神重新的建立起关系。
He willing to come to the cross. He died for us.
他愿意死在十字架上。
This is one of the most precious.Grace that He offer in our to us.
这是他所能够给我们最好的、最珍贵的的礼物。
I wish that we can truly understand that this wonderful His offering the love and His grace.
我希望我们每个人都能真正去体验到神所给我们的这个恩典。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
我们看 以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse from 12.
以弗所书第二章十二节开始。
Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 12. Remember that you were at the time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and a stranger to the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace. Who made both groups into one and broke down the barriers of the dividing wall by abolishing his flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandments contained in ordinance, that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross by the having put to death the enmity. And verse 17.
17节.
And he came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have our access in one spirit to the Father. He explained that Paul explained about the precious blood of Jesus.
这里保罗在解释神的宝血。
With his blood, and we can have a peace within God.
借由耶稣的宝血，我们能够有神来的平安。
I hope that we truly understand this the value of peace.
所以我希望每个人能够真正的了解平安的价值。
We can see the like Apostle Paul in his life.
我们可以看保罗他的生活。
He have gone through a lot of different challenge and different persecution in his life.
他经历了许多的逼迫跟挑战。
Nobody can take away his peace out of his heart.
然而却没有人能够将他心中的平安给带走。
Because Jesus Christ within him.
因为耶稣基督在他的心里。
He wrote this because he understands the precious understanding of the blood of Jesus Christ.
保罗他能够写下这个经节，就是因为他了解神的平安。
He willing to himself to preach the gospel, let all the people can find out the true peace. Out of Jesus Christ.
他愿意将耶稣的福音传开，好让其他的人也能够享受到神的平安。
I wish that all the brothers and sisters truly can have this peace, so that we can rejoice with him and work with him always.
所以我希望每个弟兄姐妹都能够有这样的平安。
And we can ask ourselves how we can be like a Christ.
能够得到喜乐，那我们要问自己说，我们要怎样才能够像基督
？We can say be like Apostle Paul maybe.
也许我们说。要像基督，那就要像保罗一样。
Be like a Christ and be like a obtain this peace within our heart, so that we be like a Christ.
我们要像基督，就是要得到基督的平安，那我们就能够像基督一样。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们看哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 18.
哥林多后书第五章十八节
18 and 19
十八节十九节
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 18 and 19
哥林多后书五章十八节十九节
Now all these things are from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, namely that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himselfNot counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. And here the Paul mentioned verse 18, said himself through Christ and give us the ministry to a ministry of reconciliation.
这里十八节保罗提到，神将与他人和好的职分赐给我们。
We understand that peace is not simply.Naturally coming into us.
我们知道平安不是很自然、很简单的就能够来到我们的心里。
Peace is come from the lot of character when we build an Christian character. So And also through the Holy Spirit coming into us.
平安是要借着我们能够有基督徒的美德，并且借着圣灵才能够来到我们的心里。
Once we have a desire to have this peace, then we have to have a heart of humility.
一旦我们有这样子的渴望能够得到平安，我们还必须要有谦卑的心。
We have experienced when we have a humble heart, then we can experience a truly peaceful heart within ourselves.
当我们心中真正有平安，那我们就真正能够去体会到平安。
Once we try to compete with other people,
我们试着要去和别人比较。
Once we have a greedy heart,
如果我们有贪心。
Once we trying to showing things to other people.
一旦我们想要炫耀自己
，then we lose our peace within ourselves.
那我们心中就会失去这个平安。
And Jesus come to this world to find out the lowest place. He walked down, come down to himself.
那耶稣他以最低等的姿态来到这个世界。
We know the John chapter 13 when Jesus he on the Last Supper he came down. He prepared the basins and then with water.And with a towel, he washed all these disciples' feet.
我们知道约翰福音13章那边记载，耶稣在最后的晚餐，他预备了水盆，那替他的门徒们洗脚。
Jesus shows his true love to his disciples in this way.
耶稣借由这个方式来向他的门徒显示他对他的爱。
If you look at the scriptures, the love is always mentioned that.
如果你看圣经，爱是一直被提到的。
Not only the New Testament, but Old Testament also mentioned about the love.
不只在新约，在旧约也在的提到爱。
But once you look at the John chapter 13, about verse 33, I will give you new commandments that I'll give it to you.
那我们看在约翰福音十三章那边，他就耶稣就提到说，我赐给你一个新的诫命。
I thought about what it means, this new commandment.
我在想说什么是新的诫命。
He already mentioned all the precious commandments and about the love.
他已经提过了很多有关于爱的诫命。
In John chapter 13, verse 34, it says, "New commandment I give it to you."
但是在约翰福音十三章三十四节那边，他提到说：“我赐给你一条新的命令。”
You mentioned you love one another.
就是要你们彼此相爱。
Then I ask myself, how we can love one another?
我问我自己，我们要如何能够彼此相爱
？With a true serving spirit, we can love one another.
以一个真正服侍彼此的心，我们就能够真正彼此
相爱。There's no such things in the church.Who is higher? Who is lower?
我们在教会里面没有人是比另一个人还要高。
Sometimes we created that.
有时候是因为我们人去创造这个阶级。
But we should not have this kind of attitude.
但是我们不应该要有这样子的态度。
The longer we believe in God, the more we lower down ourselves to serve others.
我们相信神越久，那我们就应该要更谦卑来服侍别人。
If you're losing this spirit,
如果我们失去这样子的精神
，the later we forget about the spirit of the good Samaritans,
那我们就是忘记了好撒玛利亚人的这个精神。
It seems like we everybody serving God,
好像每一个人都在服侍神。
It seems like we serving God very faithfully,
好像我们每个人都很忠心的在服侍神。
But then there's no such kind of essence.
但是在这当中却没有那样子的本质。
There's no true humility.
没有真正的谦卑。
Then we lose everything.
那我们就等于失去了一切。
We will learn from the Lord Jesus Christ's serving spirit.
所以我们要向主耶稣来学习这个服侍的精神。
Whether we can lower ourselves, serve others.
我们能够谦卑自己来服侍别人。
And also heart of gentleness.
并且有一颗温柔的心。
In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus said, "Come to me. You can rest onto me, and you can rest."
在马太福音十一章那边提到，耶稣说：“到我这里来，得享安息。”
In my heart, I am the gentle and the humility.
我是谦卑，我是。温柔的。
My yoke is light.
我的轭是轻省的。
So you can learn from me. I thought about what is gentleness and what is humility.
我在想什么是谦卑，什么是温柔。
It's like oil, it lubricates all things.
就像油一样，它能够润滑所有的事情。
We have a very nice car.
我们有很好的车。
But if there's no oil to lubricate it in the engines and things, this car cannot go.
但是如果没有油来润滑所有的零件，那这样车就不可能跑得好。
But this lubricate oil, we cannot see it.
但是我们看不见这个润滑的油。
But it is very essential.
但是它是确实非常
重要的。This is a necessary part of the car to go to roll it.
这是让车子能够跑动一个很重要的关键。
Jesus wants us to have this one.
主耶稣他要我们有这样子的心。
Once we have a peace within our heart,
一旦我们在心里有平安。
The church seeking the true peace within ourselves,
在教会里面寻求真正的平安。
Church can roll it.
那这个教会就能够继续的前
进。Just like a time though at the beginning when the first church established in the Jerusalem.
就像刚开始在耶路撒冷建立的教会。
Such peace motivated all the brothers and sisters.
神的灵他激动了所有的弟兄姐妹。
We are seeking for true peace from above.
如果我们追求真正从上头来的平安。
This is where we can be united.
那我们就能够真正连接在一起。
So that we can glorify God through our life and through the church work.
我们就能够以我们的生命，以我们教会的工作来荣耀神。
In order to accomplish this peace within ourselves, we continue to pray to God.
所以要能够达到这样，让我们能够继续的向神祷告。
Because this peace is not come from us.
因为这个平安不是自己到我们内心
的。Because it come from the Holy Spirit.
它是从圣灵而来。
And you know, through the Spirit of God, we can give up our own self.
借由神的灵，让我们能够放弃自己。
May His peace coming to us motivate our life.
让他的平安到我们的内心来激动我们的人生。
We can continue to build our character like a Christ.
也让我们能够继续来建立更像主耶稣基督的形象。
Peace also comes from our sacrifice.
平安会
It comes from our devotions.
是需要我们去奉献，需要我们去放弃的。
In order to get this peace, we have to pay something to God.
为了要得到这样的平安，我们必须要回报给神。
Just like a grain coming down to the soil to die.
就像一个麦谷它掉到地上。
I wish that the peace always we can have within our life and our church.
所以我希望在我们教会里面每一个人都能够有平安。
Let the peace be always with you, just like Jesus wished to us to have a peace within us.
愿平安与大家永远同在，就像平安与神同在。
Let's sing hymn.